right, so our listener Penny kind of worried what she's doing may be considered cheating. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Penny is worried. She says, I'm worried that what I'm doing might be considered cheating. Mm-hmm. I've been married for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Recently received an out-of-the-blue phone call from a former boyfriend. Mm. He left his phone number and email address. And after about a week or so of thinking about it, I emailed him.
Okay.
He's married with two kids, as am I.
Okay.
Our emails border on flirty, but we both say the same things about being content with our marriages and having no desire to hurt anyone, especially our kids. Mm. Neither of us have told our spouses about the emails. We talk about everything from work to extended family to parenting. And in some ways, it's a lot like my email relationship with other friends, except for the past history.
Mm-hmm.
So would this fall into the category of cheating?
Mm.
Should I tell my husband?
Mm.
I have no intention of anything more than an email friendship. Thanks, guys. What do you think?
I think probably you should tell your husband. And then, but at the same time, I'm like, all right, also, if you start to talk about things that you wouldn't talk to your husband about,
right,
then that would really kind of be a red flag for you. But
the border on flirty part is the thing that
I mean, but I would still
red flag for me.
I would still say, hey, guess who reached out to me the other day?
What if the husband's never heard of this person?
Brad. And he's like, who's Brad? And you're like,
oh, Brad's my ex-boyfriend.
You know Brad? I dated him in college. And probably husband's going to be like, oh, okay. You know.
Sure.
So, but I think I would at least say something to him. But then also, I don't know if you cut off, I don't think you have to cut off your communication necessarily. But if you find out that your conversations are starting to get
borderline
to,
be flirty.
I was just going to say, get to things that you wouldn't say to your husband. Then that's where I would, like, draw a line.
Like, is this your guy friend confidant to get a guy's perspective on marriage things?
I mean, that should be your husband, right?
It should be.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like it's starting to play with fire a little bit.
You're tiptoeing
like
around that.
Yeah. You're not like crossing the line just yet. But when you say border flirty, borderline flirty, then you could be headed that way to be more flirty and then crossing over into the inappropriate side.
Okay. Well, first thing I would tell the husband, hey, guess who reached out to me the other day?
Mm-hmm.
I emailed him back, and we've just been, you know, every now and then. Like, I understand that there's a history that you're not the first with everyone or whatever.
Sure.
And so every now and then, that'll be a thing.
But then think about, all right, if your husband was back in touch with an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they were sending the emails. Exactly. Would that bother you?
True.
I'll say I had an ex-boyfriend. You remember Tim?
Tim.
Tim has occasionally texted or messaged through Facebook when he's like been in town.
Yeah.
Like, but it's been, hey, where's a good place to eat? I'm back in town. Hope you're doing well. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
We exchange a few little messages, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go meet him for lunch.
Like, hey, do you want to get coffee?
Yeah, nope. I do not.
Right.
Not going to.
Right. All right. 502-795-1997. Send us a voice note, call, or text. Group therapy. Group therapy. Penny's in a pinch because she has started to email an ex of hers. And it's kind of like, it's starting to feel a little weird.
It's borderline flirty.
That's what she
says.
They've
been like catching up and all the things. And she's like, is this cheating? Should I tell my husband about it? This feels a little like she should. I mean, I feel like if she's asking...
Yeah, and so I kind of said, hey, look, I don't disagree with emailing an ex, but you got to tell your husband, hey, guess who reached out to me? so-and-so. And if he's got an issue with it, then you probably should shut it down. But if he's just like, all right, cool, whatever. But then
he'd probably have an issue with the flirty.
If the flirty, yeah, exactly. Like, how flirty is it? What do you consider flirty? Like, what is the thing? What's the deal there?
Well, Ashley pointed out, too, using the word content in their marriage and, like, not wanting to hurt the kids, especially, is kind of red flaggish as well.
True.
I mean, when you think about that. Tish said, my relationship of 9 years started as an email friendship.
Okay. I mean, and Steve says, look, she should definitely run away from this situation as fast as possible. In the history of the world, there has never been one time where this has worked out well. She's not gone too far at this point to send an email and say, hey, great to hear from you, but this seems like it's not a good idea.
Yes.
I mean, you could say that for sure.
Yes. And Kara says, you have to ask yourself, I feel like, you know, I'm cheating. Cut it off. It's not worth it. Mm. Your kids are more important, and so is your husband. The other guy is your past.
True. Yeah, I mean, like several people are like, wow, they're emailing and not texting. I mean, they could be texting too, but she just said email. But like, yeah.
Well, yes. Kim says it is emotional cheating. You need to stop. If you weren't being sneaky or had ulterior motives, you would have already told your husband. As someone who is on the opposite side of this situation, it hurts deeply that your spouse is talking to their ex without you knowing. If you don't have kids together, you really have no need for a relationship with your ex. It's different if you see them in public and talk to them, but hiding flirty conversations with your ex from your husband, not fair to the spouse.
Sean sent us a voice note.
Okay, so first off, I agree with Ben.
Thank you.
Need to tell the husband.
Yes.
Me and my girlfriend tell each other everybody that we talk to, about it, everybody we talk to. I have people, I play a lot of video games. I have people that I've never met before that I talk to. I've recently actually had somebody who I used to talk to a lot, and now it's like every 4 years we'll be like, hey, and then talk to each other for a couple weeks, and then not talk to each other again for 4 years. But you, as I said, Ben was right. You have to tell the husband because
I hear you.
And then again, I don't. What's this doing as far as like? How is this enhancing your life?
Continuing
the email relationship.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's giving you a little like endorphin rush. Just knowing that, you know.
They're thinking of me to reach out.
Yes, exactly.
That's flattering.
And yes, he probably knows things about your past.
Maybe.
That is like, oh, hey, look, we've got a history. Oh, remember when we went to this place? It was so fun. Oh, are you still ticklish there?
Are you still ticklish there? See, that's where it starts to cross the line.
Is that a cross the line?
That's kind of, I think we found it. So I think we take the little, you know, the little ego boost and we say, thanks, this has been fun.
Lovely.
But I think, you know, this could be maybe getting to be inappropriate.
Or just ghost him. Like, you don't know him anything.
That is true.
Yeah, I mean, just like, if he's just emailing you or whatever, just don't respond.
Okay.
It's 2026. Don't respond.
Don't respond. Just ghost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say new email. Who dis?
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah. So I think it's not. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Because again, you're going to tell your husband about it, and then he's going to be like, "Okay, why are you talking to him?"
Yeah.
Really, what is the point?
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you reach out? Oh, just to catch up.
Because your life was just fine before he reached out, right?
All right. Well, hey, Penny, I think the writing's on the wall there. Yes, tell the husband.
Yeah, like Justin said, she's just setting the stage to cheat.
Yeah.
So let's just take yourself out of the situation.
All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.